This is the Penobscot Bay Report. On November 19th, the Belfast City Council reviewed a letter from Islesboro Select Board and voted to join other Bay towns in calling for the Army Corps of Engineers to prepare an environmental impact study on the controversial Searsport Harbor mega dredge plan before proceeding with an application. The Belfast City Council was particularly concerned about the possibility of toxics-laden dredge spoils being dumped in the bay between Belfast and Islesboro. The recording is 8.5 minutes long.
Good evening.
City Council, Belfast City Hall, Belfast City Chambers. Discussion of the request from neighboring municipalities to join them in a requesting additional environmental review on the proposed dredging at Mack Point and the dumping of dredged material off Islesboro.
We've received communications from multiple municipalities. I know you all have them. I know Councillor Hurley has been looking into this, and that's the best way I can introduce it.
So you guys have all had received this whole packet. I think the thing that when I saw the, I'm pretty sure. Do you have a copy of the letter from? The 31 members of the Maine Senate and so that to me really just went, I'd never seen anything like that really, certainly not locally. And since then I've spoken, and previously I've spoken with members of the Harbor Committee who lobstermen who were very, very concerned about this, and also just had a conversation with Robert Young from Young's, Bob Young from Senior Lobster Pound. And, you know, where they're proposing to dump is like right in a, it's sort of like a really bad place. So, you know, they, most people just say, well, why aren't they taking it further out where they used to take stuff, which is out beyond Rockland? And the simple reason is, cheaper to just dump it here, you know. And, I would, if we, I don't know if we need to have much of a discussion, but we're certainly not being in the flaming. We're not going to be out there by joining our voice to this. So I'd make a motion that we write a letter of support requesting an environmental impact study, and that we maybe go on record as being opposed to the proposed, remove the maybe, the proposed location for dumping as originally stated. So there's my motion.
I'll second it for the purpose of discussion.
Okay.
I would just like to make a clean statement, Mike, about the correct names of the environmental study that we're supporting.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we are requesting that the Corps undertake a comprehensive environmental impact statement or a full supplemental environmental assessment.
I will amend my motion if that would.
Thank you.
Mike, I'd rather that the motion just be cleanly that we request the Corps do that. You've got going on record on the substance of it. I don't know. I mean, I don't really have many facts. I suspect that it's a really bad idea. It's right at our doorstep.
I'll prune my motion. How's that?
Yeah, I mean, because just the whole point of the study is to figure out whether it makes any
sense. Fine.
You know, Nancy?
On the other hand, I would like our letter to reflect the fact that we have local fishermen and business people who are quite concerned about this and know the bay intimately and have real concerns. So I think that we should be able to do that while leaving it open to the fact that, you know, we want whatever the study comes up with to reflect the science.
Joe had mentioned in his, I believe it was Joe's background information, and I don't know if Joe and Mike talked to the same person, but I think Joe's mention was about lobster hatchery or...
I spoke to a specific lobsterman in Belfast who fishes this specific area, and he says about three-quarters of the lobsters come from it, and it's really a good area for him to fish out of, and he's very concerned that this much dredging on top of those beds will ruin those locations to fish.
And I think that Shelley Hingry, in her letter where she specifies three concerns, the third one is in addition to lobsters, important regional ecosystems. So there's some other people that are acknowledging the importance of the area that they're going to dump, or think they're going to dump.
The lobsterman in Belfast who fishes this specific area, and he says about three-quarters of the lobsters come from it, and it's really a good area for him to fish out of, and he's very concerned that this much dredging on top of those beds will ruin those locations to fish.
And I think that Shelley Hingry, in her letter where she specifies three concerns, the third one is in addition to lobsters, important regional ecosystems. So there's some other people that are acknowledging the importance of the area that they're going to dump, or think they're going to dump.
You know, could I add, I don't think I heard anybody who was in opposition to the dredging.
They're
not in opposition to the dredging. It's purely about where they want to dump it.
Well, the toxins are...
Well, yeah, that you wouldn't know until you do some...
Until you disturb it.
There's a question about the quantity of the dredging. The normal standard maintenance seems to be okay.
Right.
It's the fact that they've turned this into a mega, dredge that is where the problem seems to start and grow.
You know, you might even want to go one a little bit further, because this whole Western Bay, the whole Penobscot Bay, even to the Rockland, out past Rockland, is the most fertile fishing ground for lobsters in the state right now. This year, this bay done better than any bay up and down the coast. The lobsters, you might even make a suggestion, maybe a landfill, dump it on land instead of in the bay at all, to check that out, because I know they do that. And
I think that's what they did the last time, didn't they?
And I think what Belfast Harbor was put down off Rockland.
Yeah, it was the last time.
Belfast Harbor was.
But the thing of it is, this is quite a bit more than what they were taking out of here.
Yeah.
That is a very fertile piece of bottom ground from here all the way down past the Pinnacus. You'd have to take that stuff way off there. And I'm quite concerned about it myself. Okay.
So we have a motion by Mike, seconded by Mary, with a clarification that it's going to talk about a comprehensive EIS or a complete extensive supplemental environmental assessment. And it's going to reference that, you know, we have local fishermen and business people who are knowledgeable and very concerned about this, particularly the dredging.
Mm-hmm.
Disposal site, I'm sorry.
Take it to a vote. All in favor? A vote.
For more information on this and other issues affecting Penobscot Bay, go to the website of Friends of Penobscot Bay, www.penbay.net.